it is wise for us to be ready. To be ready for the things that we know are coming. Prior to Mass, I was getting ready for Mass, setting up my chalice, lighting the candles. And as I was getting ready, I was listening to our musicians who are also getting ready, getting prepared so that when we celebrate this feast, when we celebrate this Mass, we would have excellent music. It is wise to be prepared. In our gospel passage today, we see this theme of being prepared. And this fits very well with what we are doing as a church as we are approaching the end of our liturgical year. Advent will start in the not too distant future. And so as we come to the conclusion of this liturgical year, we start to have readings that point us to the end of time, the second coming of Christ. And that is what the parable that Jesus is telling us is about. Advising us to be ready, to be prepared for the end. And then in this parable, we hear about five foolish and five wise virgins. They're waiting for the bridegroom to come. Jesus is the bridegroom who comes at the end of time. And the wise virgins are the ones that have oil for their lamps. In the time of Christ, they would have oil lamps, and the oil would burn through the wick and have a flame similar to that of these candles. But what is that oil? If Christ is represented in the parable by the bridegroom, then the oil must represent something else too, right? And so must the lamp, and so must the flame. Well, the oil is the virtues, the good works, and the holiness that we are to acquire while we are here on earth. And with that oil, we keep the flame of love for Christ, that is charity, we keep that burning on our lamps. And our lamps are our faith. Notice the foolish virgins, they had lamps too, but they had no oil. And their lamps were very briefly lit, but because they had no works, because they had lacked in the pursuit of holiness and growing in virtue, their love for Christ went out. But they still had the lamp of faith, but they had no works, no virtue to support that love, that flame of charity for Christ. And so when we hear, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out," we might wonder, well, why didn't the wise ones just give that oil to the foolish ones? Well, they couldn't. They couldn't any more than I could give you my relationship with Christ, any more than I could give you the good works that I've done, any more than I could give you the virtues that I've acquired. I can show you those things. I can point to my relationship with Christ, but I can't give it to you. Likewise, the wise virgins, they can have their lamps and they can have them lit, and the foolish ones can see that, but they can't get that oil for themselves from the wise ones, because the oil represents the good works, the pursuit of holiness, the virtues we acquire, our relationship with Christ. Our relationship with Christ feeds into that flame of love for Christ. And so it's important for us to have that, to acquire that oil. And so the wise ones advise the foolish ones to very quickly go get that oil for themselves. But it's too late. By the time they come back, the wedding feast has already started and the doors were locked. We are called to be ready, to be wise. Our time here on earth is the time for us to grow in holiness, to acquire virtues, to pursue that relationship with Christ, to have that flame of love for our Lord. For at the end of our lives, or at the end of time, time will be out. We would not be able to acquire any more oil. And then we would hear what happened to the foolish. They said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you." I do not know you. The bridegroom represents Jesus Christ. And if he says, "I do not know you," you might wonder, well, how is that possible? Jesus is God. Of course he knows them. He knows them in as much as they exist. What does he mean then by, I do not know you? He means that there wasn't a relationship, that there wasn't that union with Christ, there wasn't that charity, there wasn't that relationship with our Lord, knowing by experience, knowing by being together in prayer, through the sacraments, through the church, being with Christ. He knows us in one sense, but he doesn't know us in another if we are not pursuing that life of holiness, if we are not doing good works in his name and out of love for him. And so he says, amen, I say to you, I do not know you. He says that to the foolish. But we are all called to be wise, to acquire that oil, to grow in holiness, to get those virtues, to be in relationship with the Lord through sacraments, through prayer, so that when the time comes, whether that be the end of our own lives or the end of the world, we would be able to be with Christ forever. We would be able to enter into that wedding feast. In fact, all of us here are blessed in as much as we are having the opportunity right now to help us in that process of being prepared. For we can receive the Lord and his grace through the gift of himself in the Eucharist. This sacrifice at the altar, where the sacrifice of Christ on the cross is made manifest to us again through sacramental signs. One and the same sacrifice made present to us here and now. Heaven meets earth at the Mass. If we look at the book of Revelations, where John the Evangelist gets a vision of heaven, what does he see? He sees the Lamb, he sees the altar, he sees candles, he sees incense. Okay, we don't have incense right now, but like we could. So, in some way, we're still covered. It's the same celebration. Heaven meets earth at the Mass. What we are going to do in heaven is praise and worship and glorify God forever. And that starts here on earth. These different moments throughout our life here on earth, we are tying ourselves to God. We are acquiring that oil through the grace he gives us in the sacraments if we are well disposed to receive it. We are getting a taste of what heaven will be. Union with God forever. We will get to see him face to face. Here on earth, we can only see him through signs and symbols. We can see him through each other, but we can't see him as he truly is. That only happens in heaven. But we can get a glimpse, we can get some idea while we're still here on earth. We can get that here at the Mass. And so let us be wise and prepare ourselves for the remainder of this celebration. And throughout this week, let us keep ourselves prepared, keep ourselves ready, because we do not know the hour nor the day when we will meet our Lord, when he will come to judge us, when the end of the world will be here, or we may have our own personal death. We do not know when that will be. So we are called to perpetually be ready. Let us be wise. Let us prepare ourselves to encounter our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist.